This is the Bike Tourist Podcast, show number 20. My name is Gabriel. Welcome, especially if you're new to this podcast. Today we will talk about the day number 3 of the Tour of the Nations and the ride from Acoma to the Ice Capes. This show is brought to you in part by Adventure Cycling, the largest bicycle touring association in North America. Visit them at adventurecycling.org. Acoma Business Enterprises, DC International, and listeners like you. Thank you. Welcome to another show. We will go in detail with day number 3 of the Tour of the Nations. In this edition, we ride from our camping site at the Acoma's rodeo grounds to the ice caves. We started early in the morning with high spirits. Today will be the hardest day, as we will climb for the most part. But the day was beautiful, you know, and the road was great. I was climbing, but it felt that I being pulled uphill. And to add to that, the air smelled like pine trees. It's hard to describe, but suffice to say, it was great riding. The rest stop was very near, and the mile just flew that morning. It was incredible. I was thinking about the climb today because my knee was beginning to give me problems. But the fresh air of the morning made me put that into back burner, at least for now. Today we are going to climb a total of 1,693 feet and a total of 48 miles. But it doesn't seem like much, but like someone said once, not all miles are created equal, so 48 miles, 1,693 feet of climbing, and the ever-present headwind under the great New Mexico sun sounded like a recipe for a hard day. But we will see about that. When we arrived to the first rest stop, which as always was complete with all the goodies a tired cyclist may want, I noticed two cyclists were there, in two fully loaded mountain bikes. It was Nat Morgan and Kit Cunningham from New Hampshire. I could not resist and grabbed my portable recorder and did a little interview.
Okay, today, here we are at the first rest stop for the Tour of the Nations bike tour. And we find two bike tourists that would like to tell us something about what they are doing now. Okay, tell us your names and where you come from.
My name is Nat Morgan, and I'm from Concord, New Hampshire.
And Keith Cunningham, I'm also from Concord, New Hampshire.
So where you guys are you traveling and where to?
We started up in Banff, Canada, up on Alberta, near Calgary, and we're going down to the Mexican border.
So, how's it been up to today? It's been good, the ride?
Yeah, it has. It's definitely been the trip of a lifetime so far, and we've got about, 300 miles left, and looking forward to finishing up.
Yeah. Okay, so if you want to say hello to any of your friends and family, say it, because it's going to be on the web.
Well, I'd like to say hello to all of our friends, all our family back home in New Hampshire. Looking forward to seeing all of you and having a good time once we get back.
Yeah, we love all you guys back east, and thanks for all the support we've gotten from you and all the wonderful care packages and Snickers bars and everything. It's been awesome.
Okay, thank you very much. This is Gabriel for the Bike Tourist Podcast.
I would like to add that Nat and Kit were riding in part. I say in part because they were not taking the whole trail there. They were riding through the Great Divide bike trail, Adventure Cyclings, from Canada. And they were going in part the Great Divide Trail, and part of the ride was on the road. And they were on the road when we found them, and they actually found the rest stop and all the people who were there before I arrived. They say, "Come on, enjoy some refreshment," and they just stopped. They were there. It was a great ambient. So after the interview, we all continued on to our destinations. Nat and Keith were riding in a direction opposite to ours. So we said our goodbyes like old friends. This is a thing when you do a bike tour. Every bike tourist we meet on the road is like a brother or sister. The road so far had gentle slopes. And I wouldn't have mind at all if it were not by staying on my knee every now and then. But it was great riding so far. This is the day that we had the most beautiful scenery. Magnificent rock formations, pleasant landscapes, and wonderful roads. What more can a rider want? Before I knew it, I reached the city of Grant. I was so motioned to see in the city that I almost missed the New Mexico Uranium Museum rest area. Some riders did, and it is sad because the museum had a lot to offer. The exhibits were great, lots of history, photos, and equipment from a long past era of uranium mining. If you have not done so, check the photo gallery from the strip. Go to our page, Bike Tourist Podcast. Remember, it's biketourist.podomatic.com, biketourist.podomatic.com, and go to the link section. There is a link to the gallery. I will be adding more pictures promptly. After saying goodbye to the great people at the museum, we went on with the tour. The sun was hitting hard, and my knee was starting to complain big time. But the ride was great, as I said before. I would like to add that I was chased by a Chihuahua dog for several miles, which made me make comparisons with the dog chase that ended up with my crash around 2 years ago. And I couldn't do anything but laugh, you know. The day went on and the big climb came, as well as the great knee pain. Yeah. I had to sag within just miles from the ice caves. It was not a good day. A good way to end the day. It was great, but we still have 2 more days of riding, so there is no point in playing macho. At the campground, the tour people had set up portable showers, which were great. Even with my knee in bad condition, after the showers, I signed up for the tours to the ice caves and the Bandera Volcano. Check out the pictures at my gallery. I have included captions on each picture, so we will know what's going on. But I would like to say that the ice caves, took me by surprise. I have read some information at the visitors to Bureau in Albuquerque. And I read about that these caves don't go over 32 degrees the whole year. 32 degrees Fahrenheit, I mentioned. And, I was thinking that these caves were just deep inside, that we have to walk a lot to get to that temperature. But to my surprise, when we got to the ice caves, from the place I was climbing down into the caves, it was, like 82, 85 degrees Fahrenheit. And, just steps away from me, it was frozen, just a big chunk of ice in the floor. And you just wonder, you see this and when you just climb down a few steps on the ladder, it's just freezing. it's something that they've been explaining. There was some big research. The people from the park tell us that the ice is around 20 feet thick. In the past, this was a reserve, they told us that in the place that the gift shop is now, there was a tavern. So the old cowboys around the area just came there. They made a little hole on top of the cave and they just sling down boxes with beer. So the beer was cold year-round. It's a good use of imagination. You just wonder. Then after the great visit to the ice caves, we walk around, and you could see this great lava flow formations from an ancient past. You know, the next tour of the day was the Bandera volcano. We met up with the guide at the base of the mountain. My knee was hurting, but I was itching to see that, you know, camera in hand. And we went up and up and up, you know, and the guy were telling us that this volcano made eruption around 10,000 years ago. And he was explaining, he went on explaining that all the things related to the volcano, all the different kind of rocks we were going to find around the trail. And before we know it, we were at the border of the cone of the volcano. Was huge, you know. I tried to take the whole cone, but it was just too big. At the same time, you know, you see still after all this time that has passed, you know, 10,000 years, you see still the sign of the devastation that occurred that time. And as I said before, you think, you know, this is Mother Nature. And when Mother Nature gets upset, it is, you know, it is big time. You know, I'm glad that we are at this time, that another time that this volcano came out. You know, it seemed that there was this big explosion. And for us, lucky us, well, we were there and enjoying that beautiful part. You know, the nature was growing up, as you will see my pictures in the gallery, and the sites were extremely beautiful. You know, something I've never seen before. I've never been at the volcano before. And the foliage, the trees were just beautiful. Just see the pictures. Yeah, after that, we went down the mountain, and I set up camp, like everybody else, and then we had to enjoy a great dinner. Then I visit the gift shop. They have a gift shop I mentioned before, that before, a long time ago, it was a tavern, and now it is a gift shop, which had a lot of things. Since I still had space in my bags, I just bought some gift for my family, which I was missing. You know, I'm alone here in New Mexico. They are back in the island, Puerto Rico. I just miss them very much. You know, I love my family to death, you know. Yeah, by that time, it was evening, and it was great. You know, the temperature was great. And, you know, I've never seen so many stars, you know. The sky was completely clear. And we got with some new friends from the tour riders, and we went out to a night hike. You know, it was different from going back to the ice caves during the day. It was a different experience going at night. You know, under this blanket of stars. You know, so many. I just stood there with my mouth open, and everybody was telling me, "You know, seen nothing like this before." So no, no, like this. You know, but you know, it was great. It was great. And so after that, I came back to my campsite. I just have a pleasant evening and great night. Tomorrow, we will ride again. So far, great memories to carry forever. Remember to visit our page, backtourist.podomatic.com. Backtourist.podomatic.com. Please be kind and leave comments on the page. You can leave a comment. We disabled the comments line for some time because we were having some problems with some people. Putting spam on the comments. Who do that? You know, who would go into a podcast and put spam on the comments? You know, we're going to be immediately deleted. Yeah, the thing got a little bit out of hand, but we got a hang of it, and we got some control now. Remember that this is your show, and if you have any ideas for a show and you have, remember your comments, you can always send an email And you can leave comments on the page. And remember that sometimes there are information that I include in the page that doesn't go in the show. So it's always a good thing to check the page. Remember that check the links section. I keep adding links all the time to interesting places and other podcasts for other people and other web pages that I find interesting. Remember, this is all for the our interest, the bike touring and the cycling. So I'm not here doing any kind of competition. You know, the more people that get off the car, get into the bike and do a travel, go anywhere, do a one-day tour, a week-long tour, it was fine with me. So this is my dream, you know, that everybody get into this. So wherever you go, you find somebody that you can share adventures. And also, I would like to tell you that I have a sister publication that it is known as the Bike Tourist Destinations. I have set up a blog at Blogspot. It's called biketouristdestinations.blogspot.com. And in that publication, I'm going to concentrate more on places, you know. So, for example, I did visit some places today. I did give some details, but in that blog, I'm going to go into detail about the places that I went. Also, other places that I'm going to go and check. Places that I find interesting for bike tourists. I'm going to cover them over there. Remember that the URL is Bike Tourist Destinations, no space, remember? Bike Tourist Destinations.blogspot.com. You know, I want to dedicate this show, this first show of the 2008, please. I'm still backward in time, sorry. I want to dedicate this show to Mr. Sheldon Brown. So Sheldon Brown, if you don't know who he was, he was what everybody considered like a bike guru, a bicycle guru. He was a great bicycle mechanic, and he wrote many technical documents in his webpage, where you will find in the link section of my podcast page. In my sister publication, Bike Tourist Destinations, I wrote an essay for Sheldon. So if you go there, you can check it out. It's not a place, but I felt that it was necessary to do that because Sheldon was such a great person, so kind. I talked with him once, and you know, he's a person that I wouldn't mind answering the same question over and over and over again. You know, he always find a way to tell you how to fix things on your bike, how to modify. He explained the inner mechanics of the bicycle, and his articles. I've been informed that his articles are going to be kept working on his website because there is so much information that is there for everybody to share. That, you know, it's just awesome, you know. If you don't know who Mr. Sheldon Brown was, I recommend that you go and check his website, which the address will be on the link section of the show. And check the essay I wrote. This is just a small talk, and for all the things I have learned from him. And, you know, this is all for today. Join us next time for The Road to Zuni. This is the Bike Tourist Podcast. My name is Gabriel. See you.